This is Orbital Nonsense,
a podcast about space magic.
I'm Lily, a witch and an astrologer.
And I'm Veda. I'm just here to ask stupid questions.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to Orbital Nonsense. This is our introduction. I am Lily. I'm an astrologer. I've been doing astrology for 5 years now. I'm also a witch and pretty much into all the woo-woo things. Who are you?
Surprise! I'm a random person. That's kind of true. My name's Veda. Lily and I have been friends for a long time. We were just talking about this before because I called her the main jam and she was saying that she was Nate. And I'm like, you're the astrologer. You have the knowledge. I'm just asking stupid fucking questions. That's my entire purpose here. Sometimes they'll be slightly less stupid. Sometimes they'll be like, hey, let's talk about trauma and sexuality and gender. But often it's madness. So...
yes. So the point of this podcast is I'm an astrologer. You ask me astrology related questions and they can be from a variety of subjects. So we have really silly ones. We have incredibly deep ones that are about trauma and gender and all sorts of things. Yeah, so we have a wide range of subjects that we are going to talk about.
True. Also, we have already recorded and have like hanging out ready to go, like 2 months worth of content. So we definitely are not going to be a podcast that was like, hey, we're posting and then JK, we forgot about it. never hear from us again. So we both are neurodivergent. We're both ADHD. We have planned accordingly.
Yes, we are prepared. Yeah, we have like 4 episodes already sitting pretty much ready to go. Or is it 3? Something like
we
that.
We have 4, but we're recording 5 tomorrow. Oh, we're going to post every other Wednesday.
Right.
So we're launching a week tomorrow? Mm-hmm. The 20th? Whenever the 20th is.
August 20th, yes.
August 20th. So mayhaps, it just depends on when you are listening to this, when that is, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we'll launch with the first 2 episodes and then it'll be every other Wednesday from there.
Yes. We will sometimes have guests on. Actually, the next episode we're going to record, we will have our very dear friend Alyssa as a guest and we will probably drag everyone we know onto this podcast at some point.
Well, you better watch your slang because dragging somebody means to talk shit and we're not going to do that.
No, I mean the literal meaning of dragging. So we will actually grab them. Just, yeah. Yes, that's what I meant.
Fair enough. So I am joking about I'm completely a random person. Obviously, Lily and I have known each other for a long time. We were atheists for ages for the majority of the time that we've known each other, and then right about the same time we had a spiritual awakening and flipped that. I actually love my atheist roots though. I really needed to be an atheist for the time that I was, because of religious trauma. But it was really helpful for me. And then I also really enjoy that it's meant that, and this is the same for you as well, that in every time something comes up, and even though we're like, we do weird shit, woo-woo, I am a medium for the most part. Like, I mean, not that I'm only half a medium. I am a medium. That's what I spend most of my like development time doing. I've been doing that for like, 5-6 years. But because I've been doing that for a long time, we sometimes do really like weird shit, mediumship. But no matter what, I'm always like, evidence first and really like I brought my skepticism with me. So I always have to prove it to myself first. And so do you. That's actually how I
Yes.
became a medium. I was like, I'm not going to know if this is true unless I learn to do it myself. And so I did. But you are also
Yes.
skepticism first in a pretty cool way.
Yes, I was an atheist pretty much most of my life. Well, I became an atheist in my early 20s, which is when I started being interested in religion and thinking about these things. And I also just still use those skills, fact checking, evidence based. I'm still a huge fan of science, which is partly why I enjoy having you as a friend, because being asked these sometimes silly, sometimes serious questions about astrology then gives me the opportunity to do a little bit of research on like how do these things present in charts? Can I see them? How do I see them? Where do I see them? Is that a general thing, or is that a thing that I can only see in your chart because I know you very well because we've been friends for 10 plus years. I guess we should also mention that I'm German, you're
Oh,
American.
yeah, you always call me an American. I mean, I
A
am. I've not lived
non-practicing
there for 15 years. I've not lived there for 15 years. I
American.
have dual citizenship. I live in Scotland now and have for a long time. I won't even visit America at this point. So, like, I know that I'm always going to get the American first, where do you come from in the States? Because I'm always going to sound like this. But it's annoying and America's embarrassing right now.
That is
And
fair.
if you don't agree with that, we might as well lose you as a listener right now.
We will be very outspoken about political stuff because we both don't give a shit.
We're queer. I'm a queer non-binary lesbian. You're a queer feminist. Cis lady, so
I'm
there
the
you go.
token, I'm the token cis friend, but de
I've got a few
definitely.
cis friends. I don't have very many straight friends.
I also don't have very many.
Frenzy is my token straight friend, and Alyssa is also straight, which I had to point out last time too.
True. Frenzy will be mentioned often. Do you really want to quick say who Frenzy is? Because that name gets dropped all the time.
Oh, right. So, Frenzy is basically my best friend 1,000 years ago when I was still dating men. It's been less than 1,000 years since I've dated men, but 1,000 years ago when I was dating that man, we became family. So after that relationship ended, he just never moved out, and now he's my best friend. And sometimes I look at him and I go, I thought that I was a heterosexual person and I dated you, and that's so weird. Like, I can't in any part of my brain, like, go, oh, that makes sense. I do. Like, I'm glad that I did it because he is fantastic. He's a big part of my life. And I don't like want to like not be friends with him or whatever. And we broke up so long ago. I don't even know how long ago. Anyway.
But he's important, so he will be mentioned quite a bit because quite often I will use your chart to explain things when you ask me questions. Sometimes I will use my own. Occasionally I will use charts of fictional characters.
That was fun. More of that on the way, I'm sure.
So, did we explain properly what this podcast is?
Oh,
I
right.
can't
Okay.
tell.
So that'd be smart. That's like the entire fucking point of what we're doing right now. Okay. So.
Can you tell that we are neurodivergent and easily distracted?
Also, we just got on the call and I was like, I don't want to start talking to you without recording because it'll be too long. So let's just record. So we didn't discuss what needed
No,
to happen
this is
here,
completely
which is
unscripted.
part of the problem.
Yes.
Okay. So The deal is, I am always thinking of astrology questions. And as long as you've been learning astrology, which you did fucking nosedive hyperfixation into 5 years ago, and so I was like, great, I can help you with this. I've got all sorts of questions. So they're just kind of constantly on loop all the time. And so now, instead of asking you as and when, I am writing them down, and then I'm asking you, on the podcast, and you don't know ahead of time what I'm going to ask you. You don't like have a theme or anything. I'm just kind of like, oh, I want to ask you about this today. And so sometimes they're like general questions that you can just talk about without like looking at a chart, but mostly they're pull up a chart, look at this. They're not necessarily, we're not going to teach you astrology in a linear fashion.
No.
This is weird astrology chat. This is
Yes.
not a learning chat. You should talk more about that because I don't want anybody to come into this thinking like, oh, I'm going to learn the bit. You're not. No, you're going to learn about that there's an asteroid called Taco, and you can see what tacos mean to you in your natal chart.
Yes.
Right. So
Yeah,
anyway.
so basically the yeah. This is not a teaching podcast. If you want to learn astrology by listening to a podcast, there's plenty of those out there. Go do that. This podcast is somewhat educational, but mostly meant for entertainment purposes. I will explain whatever is part of the question, me answering the question that you ask. I will try to explain things in a way that you will be able to understand them, even if you know nothing or very little about astrology. And every so often, we will just talk about a general astrological subject that I will then explain. But it is in no way linear. I am not the right person to teach anyone something in a linear fashion. I am too ADHD for that. But yeah, so hopefully you will still be entertained even if you don't know anything about astrology. Hopefully you will also be entertained if you do know things about astrology, because a lot of the questions Veda asks are not discussed in, any astrology books or anything like that. So they are too weird.
I mean, I kind of, yeah, that's sort of the point, right? So
Yes.
I have an interest in astrology. I love listening to you talk about it. I love us talking about it. I don't really try to learn it myself because I understand that it's complicated in a way that my brain's just not going to hold on to. There's like a section of the houses that I don't ever remember what they are, for example. So sometimes it's like really basic stuff, and I'm just like, I'm not going to remember that. I'm going to ask you every time. But we should be talking about it in a way that anybody can follow, partly because if you're talking about it in a way that I can follow along, then
Yeah.
you're down to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I do try to think of questions that I like haven't seen other people talking about or whatever. So,
Yeah.
okay.
Okay, that was actually explaining what the podcast is
Yeah.
about, I think.
Yeah.
We explained who we are, I think. I mean, you will get to know us pretty intimately, probably, because we will be.
You will learn more than you want to know, probably. I have definitely, in what we've already recorded, we have talked about my gender apathy. We have talked about lots of sexuality. We've talked about sex work and trauma. We've talked about we've talked about normal stuff too. We've talked about like how systems and like clickbaity things. We looked at Edward Cullen's birth chart. So there's all sorts of stuff coming up,
Yeah.
is the point.
Yes.
Yeah. We
Yeah.
learned about why you needed a best friend that's like super good at boundaries. And then that immediately came into play in your life.
Yes, which was hilarious. Yeah, you will get to know us pretty well over the course of this podcast. Is that it? Are we done?
I mean, I think that's it. We are launching a week from tomorrow, which maybe has already happened because it depends on when you're listening to
Yeah.
this. So
We hope you
please
enjoy
follow.
this. Follow and like and do all the things everywhere.
Like, subscribe, review, rate and review. I'm trying to think of like what I've heard other people saying at the end of their podcast. I think
We
that's it.
are professionals.
Yeah, we
Not.
are definitely pulling the shit straight out of our ass. We're learning as we go. Hopefully that's fun for everybody. It's been fun for us so far.
Okay. Well, enjoy the upcoming episodes, and we hope you like it. And yeah, bye.
Bye.